I think it's better I stand here so that we can connect. That looks too distant to me. So please pardon me if I don't follow the normal protocol of standing there. But it's a pleasure to be here today, and I trust God that we will take something home that will redefine not just our lives, but redefine our work life. I discussed with Ayo that what are you discussing in this conference around the work life professions of people, and there seemed at that time not to be any content. I said I would prefer to discuss, have a conversation around the work life. And having worked for some years and knowing the trends of technology in the world, and by God's grace, having done some things across Europe and South Africa, I think it's important that we, as young people, if we don't know, we understand where the world is going when it comes to work. And that's why we choose this theme, creativity. 2019's employer's topmost skill. So that's what we want to look at. How is creativity changing work life, not just for those who will be employees, but even those who will start up their own business by themselves? How is creativity impacting all of that? So if I ask you, the reality of our environment today, who knows the reality? The reality is that what? The environment is digital. We say we are in a digital economy. How many of us have heard about digital economy? Almost everybody should have heard about that. Let me see hands up. Beautiful. An economy, you know about Nigerian economy, right? Exactly. An economy is made up of people exchanging goods and services. Simple. Without people and without services, without value being created, there is no economy. So, a digital economy is an economy that is driven by people exchanging goods and services, albeit digitally. If I ask us, how many of us know this phone? How many of us use this phone? How many of us called somebody with this phone? Let me see your hands up. Okay, so we know our age. Those of us, you know our age. Now, when you were calling with this phone, if someone told you, you know this phone used to do grang to call, Abby? You do grang, 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 grang. So when you were calling with this grand, grand phone, if someone told you that, what's the name? Oladimeji. Oladimeji, see, I had a dream. On this grand, grand phone, very soon, you'll be able to carry it anywhere you are, as big as it is. What will you tell the person? What will you tell the person? That's not possible. Remember, our parents used to lock this phone in one corner, right? It's always in one corner. Now, the person that said, in that my dream, Oladimeji, I also saw that you not only carry this phone everywhere you went, but on this phone, you were taking all your pictures. What will you tell the person? And this is just 1995, 97, 98, before this began out of fashion. Okay? What will you have told the person that time? That what? It's not possible. How can you take pictures on this grand, grand phone? Right? Now, the person now said, on this same grand, grand phone, you will take your pictures, you will record velocity. You will record your weddings, your sister's wedding, your brother's wedding. You will record events. What will you tell the person now? Bring it down. The person has said, in that my dream, I also saw that you not only recall all your events, but also you will read your Bible on this grand, grand phone. You will do all your professional work. You will do banking on it. You know, this thing is very heavy. Compass, right? Very heavy. Those of us that did engineering, very heavy. You will use compass on this grand, grand phone. And then, of course, your academics,
you will do everything on this grand phone. In that my dream, what will you have told the person? Pardon? Go back to sleep. You didn't see very well. But the truth is that digital is making all of this possible. Now, on a tiny device, everything can be done. And even much, much more can be done. This is the reality of digital. The things that were not possible few years ago, they are now very, very possible because of digital. This is not a session, you know, this is normally a 3-day session I do for banks. So we're going to do this in just 2 hours, and I will trust God to help us to understand as much as possible. But we're not going to details of digital. I will focus only on a part of digital, which is the creativity part. Because what wasn't possible many years ago is now possible with digital technologies. Therefore, employers are looking for people who can what? Who can think of possibilities. Dear people, if you will become a sought-after person for employers, for multinationals, or even start your own business, number one thing you must have is creativity. That is why LinkedIn publication told us that what? That 2019's most sought-after skill by employers is creativity. And the good news is nobody is born, creative or specially creative. Everybody can learn creativity. But this is number one skill of employers. And this is changing so many things. This is why companies are looking for ways to serve their customers. Because if you ask a company today that Mr. First Bank, the way you are serving your customers today, she's First Bank executive, is that the same way you serve your customers in the next 5 years? The answer is no. Why? Because they will go bankrupt. Because the customer is a digital customer. The customer is always evolving. And so if a company continues to serve the customer, fighting the hands of time, that company will find itself filing for bankruptcy very soon. And so if you, as a professional, as somebody who has a skill, if your skill can only help companies to serve their customers in the way it was done 5, 10, 15 years ago, without any night vigil, you will not get a job to do. Why? Because you are not relevant to help companies serve their own customers. Because your skill set is not relevant to them. So these are the things you have to be aware of if you will be available for organizations to look after, to seek you and to find you. Okay? So this is the reality of our environment. Why? Today's customer is a digital customer. The customer of today wants to do everything digitally. The life of the customer is not only revolved digitally around the personal things he does for his day-to-day living, but even the official things he does. Like today's individual, you and I, don't think of customers somewhere on your side. All of you are customers of one company or the other. You want to do things what? Digitally. And if a company doesn't serve you the way you want to be served, what will happen? You will look for what? Alternatives. And so, if a company will bring you into its employment, then you must be somebody that has a skill set that can help that company serve and retain its customers digitally. Somebody who can think of possibilities. And that is why the customer is king today. Because companies know that the customer is king, that's why companies are trying to adapt so that they can live. Just for them to survive, they are trying to adapt. Therefore, there's a body called the World Economic Forum. If you go to www.wef.org, the World Economic Forum tells us that between now and 2020, and if I may ask you, when is 2020? Next year is just 6 months away. In every industry, there will be drastic skill transformation. On the average, 35% of the skills that organizations will need to survive, the skills they will need to have in their organization, for them to survive, 35% of those skills will change by 2020. So the question will now be, who are the people that will form those who will be part of the 35% that will now be employed? Would they be current staff or new people entirely? Well, I can't answer the question. Why? Because the answer is, those that have the right skills are the ones that are part of the 35%. And one of the core skills is creativity. And this is divided across different sectors. I don't know if it's the sector that you are employed in now, but this varies per sector. The most impacted amongst them is banking. You know, many years ago, banking was a, you know, sought-after job, right? Exactly. But this kind of skills that people had that made them to be employable to banks, 35%, now for banking is 43%. 43% of those skills will no more be needed anymore. New skills will be required. And the companies who do not, see, companies don't have a choice. Why? Because you, the customer, you are digital. The companies who have refused in time past to change as times we are changing, those companies have gone bankrupt. I'm sure you know some of them. All of these guys, they've gone bankrupt. And I might like to say that the one that pained me most, I'm sure you know Nokia, right? So Nokia was bought over by Microsoft for almost nothing. But in 2008, Nokia had about 64% of the world's phone market. World's phone market. Lo and behold, 2010, came Mr. iPhone. And Nokia lost entirely. Why? Because you want to interact with your phone. You don't want to use your phone only for what? Hello, sir. Hello, ma. That's all. No. You want to do multiple things. The smartphone came. Nokia had the opportunity because they had the OS called Symbian Systems that was being used, you know, to be able to create futures. Instead of them to go a step further to look at what the customer is saying, they forgot. And Apple came into the picture. And what happened? They lost out. The one that pained me most is Mr. BlackBerry. Mr. BlackBerry came up between 2007 and 2010. They innovated. You and I remember in those days, you have to spend, I think when MTN, when they first came, a text was what? 12 naira, right? I think it was 12 naira. Yes? Yeah. A text. Sending text. Guess what? 12 naira. See, times have changed. People cannot remember again. That sending text was that costly. 12 naira to send text. Now, lo and behold, Mr. BlackBerry came up with a creative idea to say, what if we make sending text free? And they did it with the BBM, right? BBM. And that made BlackBerry to become popular. So popular to the point that even Nollywood did movies around BlackBerry. Abi, there are so many movies around it. That tells you how popular, if Nollywood can do a movie or something, that thing has gone viral. But lo and behold, in less than 2 years, again, Mr. BlackBerry did not keep in tune with with the evolving need of the customer. Customer began to ask, I can send text free of charge. But why am I only restricted to only BlackBerry devices? The business model of BlackBerry was such that they were making so much money from the hardware. But the business landscape was changing from hardware to software. Lo and behold, came what? Mrs. WhatsApp. Because ladies will say I'm marginalizing them. Lo and behold, came Mrs. WhatsApp. That said, this BBM thing, you can do it, but you don't know what? You can do it on any phone, any device. BlackBerry launched out, they won, and almost immediately, less than 3 years, they lost out. They forgot that innovation is not an event. Innovation is a circle that revolves around the changing needs of the end customer. Creativity will continue to what? To be churned out. As long as you and I, as long as we have needs. Churned out. So companies are looking for those what? Those who can think creatively. Those who can see problems, who can creatively what? Think of solutions to problems. That is number one skill of 2019. From the World Economic Forum and what? LinkedIn as a partner to World Economic Forum. So these people lost out. Why? Companies will always have burning questions because customers what are always evolving. So like I said, top five soft skills today. Organizations that are leading today, they are leading 70% because of soft skills and 30% because of what we call the hard skills, the technical skills. Soft skills today are skills that are being employed a lot. To what? To ensure that companies run the way they should run. So soft skills are skills that anybody can learn. Okay? Things around creativity. That's number one. What's number two? Persuasion. How persuasive are you? That's why salesman's job will continue to exist. Okay? Number three, collaboration. Are you the person that can see from people's perspective? How collaborative are you? We're going to talk about something later, but collaboration is number three soft skill. Number four, adaptability. And this one, everybody must have it. I've been fortunate, so I studied mechanical engineering as first degree, and I did engineering for only almost 2 years. In 2000, so there's no time to talk about so many things, but in 2000, I switched to IT, and I started with IT sales. From there, to core IT consulting, from there, IT training, and then from there, back into IT sales. And now, later, back to digital transformation. As a person, you must be adaptable. Companies don't want people that said, I did accounting. I have studied for ICANN. That's the only skill I have. That's the only skill I want to have. I can't change my skill. I'm sorry. If that's the kind of mindset you have, sorry, it will be difficult for you to have jobs. In fact, a McKinsey survey of 2017 showed that companies are now looking for people that have more than one skill. So if you have accounting skills, you've written ICANN, what other thing can you do? Can you play music? Can you act? What other skill do you have? Adaptability. And one of those skills that McKinsey said companies require is a skill of creativity. Let me run very fast. And number five is what? Time management. You must be able to know how to. That's why time management is a training that is selling today. How can you manage your time? How can you do multiple things together? And the technical skills, the art skills, cloud computing. Let me also say, for these skills, don't bother. If you did not study computer science, don't bother. You can still learn these skills. I didn't study computer science, did mechanical engineering, but yet I've implemented IT systems for the biggest companies in Nigeria. So you can learn. See, whatever can be taught can be learned. Even the things that can be taught, they are still learned by revelation. So whatever skill you have, you can learn these skills. And you know something? The good thing is that what? The information around these skills, many of them, about 50% of them are available free of charge. This is why you should be on YouTube, not to be looking for Davido or somebody else. It's because of these skills. Videos, search the net, you will find there are some sites you must go to. Udemy.com, UDMY.com. That should be your friend from today. You will learn these skills. EDX.org, that site should be your friend. Spend all your data money going to those sites. You can learn whatever can be taught, can be learned. So, Cloud computing, artificial intelligence, analytical reasoning, people management, and then user experience design. Users want to interact with systems seamlessly. These are the hard skills. Please leave this place, leave Velocity, leave Lagos 2019, determined in your mind that in the next 6 months, you will be certified in one of these areas. And I'm trusting that in 6 months, let's come back together. Because let's face it, life is more than this convention. You have to define your work life. You have to define your work life. And God is giving us information. Determine that you are leaving this place and you are going to be certified in one of these skills, at least one of them, in the next 6 months. It's possible. Don't just come here and just go. What happens? What will your career look like? What is the trend that companies want? What are people looking for to employ people for? These are the skills. You have these skills. See, you're rich when you have these skills. Will not only be what Nigeria. That's the beauty. Sorry, there's no time to talk about so many things. So let's just move on very fast to the things we have to do today. Like I said, number one skill of 2019. So there's a methodology today for creativity. So creativity as the number one skill is not just based on anything. Just come and create anyhow. No. Companies today have found a methodology around creativity. And companies are using the methodology to win. If you look at Google, look at Facebook, look at SAP, look at Oracle, look at Microsoft, IBM, look at this big, Amazon. They have a methodology for creativity. That methodology is called design thinking. Please note it, because you must go and learn it. It is called what? Design what? Design thinking. It is now accepted as the global methodology for creativity and innovation. It's called design thinking. What is design thinking? Do we have the sound? Let us play it now.
Hi there. Have you noticed that the world is full of problems? There are big, hairy problems like poverty and disease, and small annoyances like misplacing your keys. However, the geniuses at Stanford have come up with a process that will broaden your perspective and help you create better solutions no matter the type of problem. This process is called design thinking, and it's here to change the way you tackle problems. Design thinking encourages people to explore new alternatives, creating options that had not existed before. Design thinking is successful because it focuses on the needs of the user. It's more than just good ergonomics. It's about understanding the context and culture of the stakeholders involved. This understanding is found using direct observation and qualitative data, which produces stories that people can really empathize with. Once the research is conducted, the problem solver is more apt to define what the real problem is. After diagnosing the true problem, it's time to ideate or brainstorm new ideas without the constraints of existing solutions. Because design thinkers learn by doing, these radical ideas are then made into simple prototypes that test possible outcomes. Rapid prototyping speeds up the innovation process because we only learn about the quality of our ideas when we test them in the real world. The process of ideating, prototyping, and testing is repeated early on so that mistakes are quick, cheap, and ultimately lead to success. So, why design thinking? The process provides a method and a unifying language for multidisciplinary collaboration, leading to greater creativity and better solutions faster. Suddenly, the world's problems are simple and manageable with design thinking.
So, I introduce to you the new standard for creativity around the world. It's called design thinking. Companies don't just jump on creating things. Companies look for proven approach. One proven approach to creativity is design thinking. You have the skills, you would have aligned yourself to how companies creatively solve their problems.
is called design thinking. Design thinking is not just a joke, like we'll do something today around design thinking. It is for solving real life problems, real world problems. Design thinking is not a workshop. You have to do it before you can know it. It's done, it's learned by experiencing it. As I said, this is a 3 days training, design thinking. Okay? Design thinking is no magic. No magic because you can, if you do something wrong while creating a solution, while innovating, you can trace your steps back to where you got it wrong. So it's not magic. It's not, it's not Pella. It's not magic. It is procedural. Design thinking, the biggest success, the biggest reason why design thinking is successful is because it is what? It is people-centric. It is focused on people. And that's one of the challenges we have in Nigeria. Fortunately or unfortunately, in my own father's time, the environment, the community was focused on people. Right? Yes, now, on people. But we've been seeing, maybe it's when military came in 1985, we've been seeing a trend where the whole country, particularly in Africa, we don't think of people. And that culture is making Africa to be backwards in innovation and creativity. The mindset of thinking of people is a mindset that breeds creativity. Design thinking is about people. That's why it's successful. See, if Facebook is going to write a code, before Facebook writes one line of code, okay, maybe that will take 1 minute. I can tell you, Facebook will have spent 1 month thinking of people. If Apple will write a line of code that will solve a problem for you, maybe take 1 minute to write that code. They would have spent, 1 month thinking, analyzing people. The mindset to always think of people and people's problems is a mindset that breeds creativity and innovation. So that's why, and I was telling somebody, can't remember where I was telling him, as far as I'm concerned, design thinking is what is divine. You know why? Once you see a particular business methodology succeeding, once you see a particular kind of, practice succeeding in business, check it out. That methodology has its root in the Bible. When Jesus came to the world, what did he come to do? He came for what? For people. Jesus spent night and day thinking of what? People. Thinking of how to wipe away my sins and your sins. Jesus is the number one design thinker. It's just a biblical principle. But we heard in the video, Stanford University is the number one university innovation in the world. And they're the ones that popularize design thinking. And companies use design thinking now for creativity and innovation. But design thinking is a principle of Jesus. Jesus manufactured it. Because Jesus came what? Thinking of what? People. Simple. At the heart of Jesus' work is you and I. People. It's divine. So, design thinking is people-centric. You will become creative when you think of people and can think of people's problems. Because when you find out the problem, you are already 50% into solving the problem. What somebody sees as not being a problem, you see it and you see a problem. And ask yourself, how can I solve this problem? That's why companies today are successful. So design thinking, like we said, is not just by talking. You have to do something to experience it. Let's go into the things you have to do. Okay, I've explained this. So this is a process for RIT. I won't go into this. But let's start here. Design thinking has 5 steps. As the global methodology for creativity, there are 5 steps. And this is where you can start from. From here, begin to explore, begin to understand creativity.
Number one step is what? Empathize. Empathizing is when there is a problem, business problem, community problem, try and step into the shoes of the people experiencing the problem. Empathy is not the same thing as sympathy. Yes or no? Sympathy says, what's the name? Patience. How long did it take you to get to this place? Yes, from where you live. 3 hours. Hey, patience, spend 3 hours to get here. Patience, don't mind this government. Sorry, we hope that there will be a change to the next level. What did I do now? That's sympathy. Empathy says, patience, how long did you take to get here? 3 hours. Where did you live? Ibadan. Patience, you know what I will do? I will come to Ibadan. And from there, I will come to Lagos. I want to experience what you experienced. Probably by experiencing it, I can think of how to solve the problem. What is that? Empathy is stepping into the shoes of the people involved in a problem. That's stage one. Stage two is what? Definition. When after experiencing what patients experience, what do? I compile all the pains that she has been experiencing. I compile everything. I define it. I won't go into the details of how to define. Number three is what? Once you define it, then you can now call on, what's the name? Temitope can call on Toluwa, can call on Ifeoluwa, can call on Amukolayo. You can call on Kende, I have this documentation of this problem that patience is experiencing. All of you, come together. Let's come together. Let's ideate on how to solve this problem. Because the ideas that solve problems, most of the time, doesn't come from one person. So you cannot share the empathy, the pain with everybody. They cannot come together. They understand what patience is going through. They can now begin to think like you and think to solve the problem. And once you've created ideas, what do you do next? You try it out. Prototype. Try it out. Let's see how one of these ideas will look like. If it will meet the needs of patients at empathy stage. And once you try it out, what do you do next? Test it. Test whether that prototype is going to work. If it will not work, then go back again to ideation. And that is how you what? You create multiple iterations in solving your problem. As simple as these 5 steps are, this is what the biggest companies use to solve your problem and my problem. All of them. Google, Facebook, all of them. This is what they follow. Creativity. And you must have this skill. On top of any skill you have this skill. You become a sort of that person. So, what are we going to do? We will break into our numbers now. This is a typical business problem. Okay? We will use what we have just learned briefly to try and solve this problem. This is a problem. And actually, it's a real life problem. Okay? So, we will see the solution later to this problem. But we'll go into our groups now and try and solve this problem. We have just not 10 minutes, not 20 minutes anymore. We'll spend maximum 15 minutes because of time. But somebody help me read this. Who can help us read it? Let me come here. Please listen very well.
Should I? Yes. Okay. All right, homecoming business challenge. Steps to complete challenge. 1, consider a situation where you are the innovation leader of a fast-moving consumer service organization. Government just increased consumption tax then on your services from 8% to 21%. 2, your consumers have choices with the consumption of the services you provide. 3, how will you manage this business challenge to retain your consumers without losing them to competition? Then 4, how could you possibly take advantage of the situation to grow your consumer base by at least 30%. Then five, your solution should be creatively drawn on a single CAD board. Then six, tip. It says spend 10 minutes to deliberate on the solution and 10 minutes to pictorially represent it. Then seven says present your submission to the house in 90 seconds.
So we'll do this quickly. Instead of 10 minutes to think and deliberate on a solution, we'll spend 5 minutes. But we'll still take 10 minutes to draw it out. Okay? I told you, this is a real-life problem. Real life, and really, government is already thinking of increasing consumption tax anyway. So, let us, you'll be given a flip chart paper, each team, and that's what you will use to draw your solution to this problem. So let's break it into our numbers, and let's do this right away, fast. Numbers one will be here, so that we can monitor it. There's a second challenge too, so still retain your numbers. Numbers one will be, we'll start from here. Numbers two, number two will be beside them. Number three will be here. Number four beside them. So let's break out. Number five will be here. Number six beside them. Number seven will be here. Number eight beside them. Those that came in later, okay, fix yourself into a group. Number nine will be there. Number 10, 9 and 10 on that table, right there. And then number 11 will be on the small table at the back. So they are giving you one flip chart paper each now. Let's do this. I'll give you 1 minute to break out, so do it very fast. If you don't have a number, come to me. If you don't have a number, come to me. If you don't have a number, then come to me. Don't worry. If you don't have a number, come to me. You don't have a number. Okay. So, number one. You don't have a number. Do number two. Yeah? So, who doesn't have a number? Seven and eight. Seven here, eight there. Nine and ten. And then the last table at the back, 11. 11, last table, 11 there, yes. You'll be given one flip chart paper per team. Number, so number three, come and get number three. If you don't have numbers, come to me, don't worry. You will get number. No number? You have a number, okay. So, please, write your name on it. I want to see your name on it. Write your name on it, please. I will mark it overnight. Yes, I will mark it overnight. No. The team now, your team, on your solution. Write your name on it. I'll mark it overnight and I'll be here tomorrow to give you your scores. Okay? So, next challenge. So 1 minute, write your name, and let me have them. And we're going to the next challenge. Fast. Do it fast. Next challenge starting. Write your name. No, names of each person. Okay. You know what? Don't worry. Just note those in your group. Okay? But so just write your group number. Exactly. Tomorrow I'll be here. Pardon? Yes. Don't worry. Yes, please. Group 11, right? Good. So write your group number. Okay? Now, you can write your names on a separate paper later. Later. After today's session. Okay? Good. Yes. So, please, we have to go to the next challenge now. Can I have the sheets? Because if I don't collect it, you guys will not focus on the next challenge. Can I have the sheets? Write your group number on it. Don't worry. Just bring it. Whatever is beautiful, yes. Good. Bring it. Yeah. Let me have your seat, please. Where are the assistants? Exactly. Please compile the sheets, please. Oh, yeah. Let's compile the sheets. Please, can you come and help us? Let's compile the sheets. Thank you. Just stay where you are. Stay where you are. There is a next challenge. Oh, yeah. Please, let's compile it now. Don't worry. Take pictures later. Companies used to train their staff on creativity. Okay? It was invented by David Stillman and popularized by Tom Wujek. These are Stanford people. Okay? Now, what is the challenge? Each team is supposed to have 4 items. 1, 20 sticks of spaghetti. So check, do you have up to 20 sticks of spaghetti? Count it. If not, Ayo, please, let's update them. Count your spaghetti sticks. Count it. You should have 20 per team. 20 per team. Counting should not be that long now, right? 20. Who doesn't have up to 20? So that nobody will be, 20, right? Beautiful. Item 2. 1 yard of tape. See it there. Who has a tape? Tape is around your marker, right? So we measured it, 1 yard of tape. Now item three, 1 yard of string. Who doesn't have string? Then item 4, there is a marshmallow. Okay? Now, challenge is that what? You will build, very simple, in 18 minutes, I will time you. 18 minutes. That's what we have for now. Okay? It's been in my car for some time. That's why it's hard. But don't worry. Please, can we have... Let's see whether we can... Some people have very hard marshmallows. Let's see whether we can change it for softer ones. Okay? So, in 18 minutes, each team will build the tallest freestanding structure with your 20 sticks of spaghetti. Okay? Your tape and your string and marshmallow. Now, the marshmallow must be at the top. The marshmallow must rest on the top of your tower. Okay? The marshmallow must be at the top. Everything should be done in 18 minutes. Okay? Now, the world standard is teams of 4. But because we are very plenty and we don't have enough tables, that's why you have teams of 8 and 10. Okay? But let us start the challenge. It's a creativity challenge and try your hands on it. Your time starts now. 18 minutes. Your time starts now. Build the tallest free-standing structure possible. The tallest possible free-standing structure. Okay? It means that without any support, your structure should stand. Without any hand supporting, it should stand. And the marshmallow must be at the top. Remember, be creative around it. I will measure the height with my long ruler. My long rule, sorry. I will measure the height and I will record the height per team.
Where's my friend? Good.
Well done, everybody. Well done. Please, can you clap for yourselves, everybody? Clap for yourselves. That's it. Let's come together now. Let's come together. Let's learn the lessons. Let's come together. There's a lot we can't talk about. I have to jump because of time. But let me just round up with the lessons. Okay, beautiful. So, this was the first challenge. And like I said earlier, it's a real life business problem that happened to a company in Spain. The company provides theater and comedy services. And when people like Basket Mouth, Clint the Drunk, Kenny Black, when they began to do very well, and people were going to watch shows of comedy company owners were making plenty of money. And what happened? The government increased the tax from 8% to 21%. And suddenly, a booming business began to struggle to stay afloat. Big business problem. They approached the issue of tax increase in a particular way. That way didn't go well with what the consumer. Remember, the digital economy, the consumer is king, like we said earlier. And so they began to lose customers. And later, they now said, let us approach this problem in a creative way. They called a company, Tetrano, that does design thinking. A company like each of the groups that we are today. They called them to come and look at this problem in a different way. And the company proposed, they empathized, they knew what the customer's problem pain was with the new rate. They defined, they ideated, and they tried out different ideas. And one idea solved the problem in a very unique way. See the video. Do we have sound? Please, let's see the video and let's learn from it.
A mediados de 2013.
They looked at the consumer problem. The issue was that, how can I be paying 35 euros for a ticket to go and watch a show? They changed the business model entirely using digital tools to transfer smile to digital codes and began to charge what? Per laughter. They transferred that model to each of the comedians. In other words, Basket Mouth, we will only pay you based on the number of laughs during your show. Okay? So that was what they did. Therefore, what happened? The comedians had to be at their best. Because the more laughs during your show, the more money you will make. Also, because people have different laughing threshold. In a single show, somebody may laugh 15 times. Somebody else may laugh 200 times. The question is, the person that laughs 15 times pay for only 15 laughters. Suddenly, the theater became very full. Number two, they use digital social media. We call it SMAC. We can't cover that one today because of time. They stopped doing adverts on the shows. Why? Because when you are at the show, you can share your experience on your social media page. And so suddenly, they broadcasted the shows more than before. Why? Because people were sharing their experience with their friends. People were rushing to the theaters. As a marketing cost was removed from their cost, and they had more spectators. And suddenly, they had 35% more people than what they were having before government increased tax. And that's how they solved the problem. So, they made use of what we call, so always note, in creativity and innovation in business, empathy is the key word. Once you can empathize with your customers, know the pain, you'll be able to easily, creatively look for how to solve the problem. When you are creating ideas, like I saw during the first exercise, one rule is that there is no wrong answer. Because what you think is the wrong answer may be the breakthrough idea. Okay? And like you said, when you are creating ideas in creativity in this digital economy, make use of the SMAC. SMAC is acronym for what? S is what? Social media. M is mobility. A is analytics. C is cloud. These areas are the areas where we said you have to build hard skills. You have to build technical skills around so that you can easily, with your skills, create ideas to solve different problems. But these are the things that you must know today. Just have a skill. My own skill, my own certification is around analytics, the third area. And like, there are things I can't tell you because of time, but this has taken me to many countries around the world, just having this skill, analytics alone. Okay, so please, this is very important. Determine when you're leaving this place today that in the next 6 months, you must have at least one of these skills. I can tell you for free, banks are employing social media managers and paying them $500,000 per month minimum. Social media marketers and paying them $500,000. It is that because, see, these are skills that you must have. And when you now add creativity to any of these skills, you can imagine the kind of content you can create and help a business to grow. So these are the skills you must have. I will not go through this in detail anymore. Okay? So, I won't go through this, sorry, but I will send this slide to IODG. You can share with all of you so that you can go through it yourself. But four innovation pillars that you must have: process, people, enabler, and the value. So this is the second challenge. This challenge, like I said, is used around the world to test and to spur creative thinking, the marshmallow challenge. And that's what he did now. But there are very, very big lessons. Let's see the next video to see the big lessons in this marshmallow challenge around creativity. It's about 5 to 6 minutes video. Let's see. Time has gone. I don't want to complete the video. But as we round off this evening, and I think we should pray, like I've discovered and I mentioned earlier, what I've discovered is that business principles that are succeeding, that companies are using today, check the scriptures. You will find those principles in scriptures. And creativity is a scriptural principle. And the reason is because the first scripture, probably many of us read, the first time you open the Bible, for some people, it's John 3:16. But for some others, it's Genesis chapter what? 1, verse 1. What is it? What does it say? In the beginning, God created heaven and earth. In the beginning, God created heaven and earth. The word creativity is from the word create. Our Father, your Father, is the Father of creativity. And that is why you, as a child of God, you have an advantage when it comes to creativity. Why? Because your Father owns creativity. You can ask your Father, what should I do with this problem? What can I do? For example, in the book of Genesis, chapter 30, the case study of 30, verse 32 to 43, and 31, 9 to 13. The case study of Jacob. I like to look at this case study. You know what happened? Jacob has slaved for what? 20 years. And in those 20 years, Laban had cheated him 10 times. Changed his wages 10 times. And today, tonight, I speak to somebody here today. In any way you have been cheated, in any way you have been deprived, tonight the Lord will change your story. In this conference, God will change your story. Your story will change permanently in the name of Jesus Christ. Jacob labored and he was cheated 10 times as an employee. But what happened? Jacob had a father who is the father of creativity. The same way you have a father, you have a God who is the father of creativity. In one single night, the story of Jacob was changed. Why? Because his father stepped in. your father will step into your situation tonight. He will step into your life afresh. You will leave this conference remembering this weekend forever in the name of Jesus Christ. God stepped in. God, the master of creativity, he stepped in. What did he do? Jacob said, the angel of the Lord showed me that what? That if I place the speckled stick before the mating animals, they will give back to what? To speckled animals. I want to ask, anybody here study agricultural science? Agri-science. Let's try to understand. Agricultural science. Nobody here study? So please tell us, or anybody is a doctor here? Medicine. Medicine or studying medicine. Now, tell us, what has seeing a speckled stick got to do with reproducing a speckled species? Any correlation? Any correlation? The ways of God are past finding. Your father is the owner of creativity. Jacob obeyed, and what happened? All of the animals of Laban, in less than 6 years, they became the what? The animals of Jacob. All the years of his labors ended because his father gave him a creative idea. He implemented the idea and he stepped out of poverty. He stepped into wealth. And I pray for somebody. That will be your story. That will be your testimony as you leave this conference in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Maybe you want to pray for yourself. I pray for myself, but this is a prayer you want to pray for yourself. God should open your eyes to creative ideas. God should open your eyes to creative ideas as we round off this evening. Let's bow our heads and let us pray. Any other prayer you want to pray, but one prayer you want to pray for yourself, God should open your eyes. God should open your eyes by His Spirit. God should open your eyes by His Holy Spirit. God should open your eyes. God should help you to do the things that matter. To spend your time on the things that matter.